Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You want to see something interesting? Go to Google and put in bird flu. I do it every day now. Go to Google and put in bird flu. And what you'll see is a campaign. You can clearly tell it's a campaign looking at it. They want you to be afraid of bird flu. That is what you can conclude looking at it. The main message they're delivering today, it's the same every day. Well, I'll just read you some of the headlines. U.S. bird flu outbreak spreads to chickens, cattle, raises concerns over human infections. Bird flu, H5N1, explain, grocery store, baby formula, other dairy products are infected. Two possible for bird flu vaccines could be available within weeks if needed. Oh, the headlines are scary. They're very scary. Here's the Business Insider one. Business Insider, always great home of liberal propaganda, Biden propaganda. A bird flu could jump to humans any day. A former surgeon general says it feels like 2020 again. Day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out. What do you need to know about bird flu? Couple of things. What's happened so far, and the UK Daily Mail is right when they say the death rate from this in humans is about 50%. Okay, and we have had a human infection, but the human infections we've had are people who work around cattle and birds. The thing the mainstream media is not telling you is that what we have not had is a human-to-human transmission, okay? I'm going to get back to that in a minute. So they want you to know the bird flu is in your milk, but maybe not. Well, it's pieces of it. Well, it was pasteurized. Well, pasteurization might kill it, but it might not. You should be scared. Get the bird flu vaccine. They are really into you fearing this bird flu. I don't know why. They just are. Okay? The time to panic, to fear the bird flu, is when you read human-to-human transmission. We have not had that yet. So what they're saying is it's very scary. We don't usually see bird flus jump to mammals. We're mammals. Cows are mammals. But now they're spreading through cow herds. So you should be scared. This could jump to, and it is a very deadly disease if it jumps to humans. Okay. What does bird flu have in common with the last big pandemic? This. Headline. USDA, China, doing gain-of-function work on H5N1 bird flu. Wait a minute. H5N1 bird flu. Isn't that the same strain that's all through our food system right now? Let me look. Yep, it is. It's the same strain. H5N1. What are the odds? Dang. What year again did the USDA partner with our Chinese friends to do gain of function work on? But what's gain of function work? Gain of function is where you take a disease that's not really dangerous, and you teach it to do two things. Number one, jump to humans. Number two, spread. And you got a monkey with it a lot in ways that nature wouldn't and ways that are unnatural to get it to do that. Why do we always do this stuff with the Chinese? They are our worst enemy on earth, I thought. God, this is just like COVID. Just like COVID. Investigative reporter John Leak writes, I was especially astonished to see the FDA, that's a federal government agency, and the Chinese Academies of Science, the Chinese Academy of Sciences are performing serial passage of H5N1 through mallard ducks. Why? The mallard is the most abundant, wide-ranging duck on Earth and could crossbreed with 63 other species. Mallards are also well-known asymptomatic carriers of bird flu. In other words, they get it, they spread it, but they don't get sick. That is, they carry it around, but are not often, made sick by it. The mallard is the ideal species for transporting an infectious disease far and wide. Why? Their migratory patterns. How do they spread it quickly? Where do they go? They end up all over the world on their migratory routes on what? Floating around on retaining ponds. Where you find a retaining pond? Cattle drink from them. Right? Doll, you ever seen anybody with a cattle? What do they have? Ponds. Either man-made or real. You'll see them go drink from it. Mallards land. It gets into the cattle. It gets into the cattle. What do you feed chickens with on these ranches? Same thing. The bulk of the USDA research, again, funded by the federal... When did they start this? 2021. How convenient. Dang. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So anyway, a few months after the start of the gain-of-function attempt, a new H5N1 virus appeared in wild birds in the U.S. I'm sure it's coincidence. Was there a wet market? Go ahead, tell us, which wet market was it? Researchers proposed that the current H5N1 virus arrived in North America from wild migratory bird populations. Was it mallards? Coming from Asia. This hypothesis was first posited in 2022 paper called Transatlantic Spread of Highly Pathogenic Avian Influenza H5N1 by Wild Birds. Could this get any more obvious? And they know. You know what? They know. They know in Congress. How do I know they know? That Peter Daszak of Echo Health Alliance took tens of millions of dollars to work with the Chinese and created COVID-19 and killed millions? Because we finally had yesterday what I've been waiting so very long for. And of course, you're never going to hear about this in the news. Congress, here's the headline. Congressional investigators recommend nonprofit president behind Wuhan lab funding be criminally investigated. Amen. Thank you. Who? Peter Daszak. Wait, Peter Daszak? Didn't we just pay $9 million to build him his own lab with your tax dollars in Colorado? What's he going to be working on in that lab? Oh, bat viruses. Okay, cool. Gain of function, bat virus. That's worked real well for Peter before. He's killed millions. So, with the Chinese. Who will Peter be partnering with in this lab you're building him? China. Chinese scientists, anyway. They're doing it again, right in front of our faces, y'all. Anyway, in news you won't see in the mainstream media, this is National Review. Lawmakers are recommending a criminal investigation into the president of a nonprofit organization that for years funneled U.S. taxpayer dollars to a lab in Wuhan, China, that was conducting research on bat coronaviruses. Yeah, it killed millions. Whose board do Echo Health Alliance scientists sit on? Metabiota. Metabiota principals sit on the board of Echo Health Alliance, too. What's Metabiota? First company Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca ever funded. Gave startup capital to $30 million. Don't know where Hunter got that. Love to know. Anyway, Congress is saying that we should fund him. That we should investigate him criminally. But you are funding him right now because he's got his own lab. Fauci started the process, then he retired. So got his own lab in Colorado where he's going to weaponize more viruses because we need weaponized viruses. We really do need that. The Echo Health Alliance and its president, Dr. Peter Daszak, should be cut off from receiving future funding through the Department of Health and Human Services and should be criminally investigated for withholding information about U.S.-funded research that might have played a role in starting the COVID pandemic. Why? They want him criminally investigated because he has refused to hand over documents to the federal government regarding the funding. That's illegal. So he's either going to get investigated and end up where he should be, which is in prison, or he'll be working from his brand new, you paid for it, taxpayer-funded lab in Colorado. Don't know which way it'll go. But give it a few weeks. Give it a few weeks, and you're going to hear everywhere to get your H5N1 bird flu shot.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.